This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
After the hour, another opportunity for us to all engage in the excursion of our minds here on the DJV show with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. Doug Aruni is here, I suppose, at the helm. Happy
to
have the
kind
ladies.
Of pasta.
What, helm pasta?
Doug Aruni.
Doug Aruni's, yes. Remember, what was it? It wasn't the San Francisco. What was it? Oh, Rice-A-Roni.
Right.
Was the San Francisco treat. Boom.
Which I think it turned out it wasn't even made in San Francisco, right?
No.
Wasn't it one of those?
Hey, made in China.
Right.
And so many other things. Right, exactly. Okay, so let's spend some time. There are a couple of things that are sort of weaving together, if you will. A focus on the military. And this is not necessarily good stuff. I think there are a lot of things in the military. I think the discussion, what happens when people say duck you to me on Twitter when they're leaving a comment about something that we may have said here with regard to, for example, military parades, that sort of thing. I'm in favor of a strong military. I think we have a strong military. I think we may waste, and I made this case so many times, unbelievable amounts of money. I don't want any more money spent. Now, having said that, I think that there are things going on here that most people don't realize. With the Me Too movement, the focus on sex, and what's been going on in the movie community, and what's been going on in other industries, now comes around the time for it to get to the surface in the military. Because we all know that many men who are in positions of upper management in the Marines, the Army, Navy, and Air Force don't want women in the military. They just don't. Now, that's changing, but there's still the old guard that's there. And one of the problems with it, which is sad for me to have to sort of fumble and bumble around because I want to be very careful with this, some are in the military. Some are civilians working for the military, but you will see and hear this week a lot of accusations aimed mostly at the Marine Corps, but I'm sure that there are creepy things that are going on elsewhere. I'm sure of it, because it's just the nature of the business. When powerful men have women in their command, this is what goes on. It isn't, when I say command, I'm talking about the movie business, powerful guys running these studios, but men of power. Some know how to use it appropriately, some do not. And so the sexual harassment stuff that's coming to the surface, especially in the Marine Corps, is something that this week we're going to hear a lot more about. And so accusations be what they are, the ignoring of complaints against some of these people. There have been for years, actually. For example, the major who's in charge of manpower and reserves at Quantico has been accused of all kinds of sexual harassment, and that's just one of the many charges. There are thousands of them, actually, that are floating around. So you and I are going to be in a position of having to pay out when these women, some of them will find an audience and a jury that will agree that they've been harassed, and so there'll be a payout. Some will not. And I'm sure there's truth to some of these charges, and there probably is a lot of malarkey to some of them. But the fact that there's any of this stuff going on is what really troubles me, not only here, but anywhere. And yet now, at least when you're in private industry, for example, in the circumstance of Weinstein and that ilk, they have to pay their own. They have to pay. They are the ones who have to pay the settlements. When it comes to men and women who are in service in a uniform, they sue not the officers. They sue the United States of America, who put them in that position so they argue and they can make a case for it. So you and I end up paying for this kind of harassment. And you see it. This is a further outshoot, I suppose, of the discussion that we've had before. Remember, it was when this all started, there was a focus on some of the things that were going on, some of the sexual harassment settlements. Wasn't $100 million the taxpayers paid for reps in Congress to get themselves out of?
No, it was
$174,000.
$174,000? Yeah, over 5 years.
I thought there was more like it was in the millions. I thought it was a high.
Well, that might be something different. But what we were originally talking about was this slush fund that had it was $174,000 over the last 5 years that the U.S. Treasury Department spent in settling sexual harassment suits and discrimination complaints. And so, actually, some good news: the House has actually passed a bill that makes lawmakers pay their own way when that
that's
happens.
That's where I was going with this. Yeah,
TikTok time's up, guys. So, and now it's moving on to the Senate. To me, this is a no-brainer. I hope someone does their due diligence and lists publicly the name of every single senator who votes against this, because then we can vote you out. It's that simple.
Yeah. Well, you know where they're going to come from and who they are. And the same
with
the House.
But how stupid
in the House
would that
and
be?
The Senate. Yeah, but pretty.
Well, it already passed through the House.
House. But who voted against it in the House? That's my question.
I don't know.
Who voted against it in the House?
Well, we'll look
that
up too. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. All right. So anyway, the bill has been passed as has been suggested here by Victoria. It's time we put an end to this kind of stuff. So anyway,
well, just it's ridiculous that the taxpayers. It is bipartisan. But the taxpayers have been paying for this. This is ridiculous, and it's not women who are doing this. So that women led the charge with this through the House and through the Senate, which is great. But still,
men would have been smart enough.
Well, some have. Tim Kaine from Virginia. He's been one of the ones that's been spearheading it too. So there are, and again, this is not a male bashing thing. There are some really good guys everywhere who would never think to do this to women. So I want to make that clear, because I never want to get on the side of man bashing, because there are too many great men who are working with women. So.
Yep.
All right, you're one of them.
One more, thank you. One more row in this military in the curve here. South Korea has sent a bunch of military personnel after these security guards got sick. There are hundreds and hundreds of these people, and Victoria thinks there is a rat in this with the North Koreans showing up.
Doesn't it smell fishy to you?
Yeah.
This started 2 days or 3 days before the opening ceremony.
How many North Koreans are there mulling around where the Olympics are taking place? Do we know? How many non-participants from North Korea are floating around?
Well, that's a great question. I don't know the answer to that. But there are so far 41 security guards who had a sudden onset of vomiting and diarrhea. They were immediately taken to the hospital. It's a norovirus. And so they've been testing. They're all from the same building. And they've been testing the water. Nothing has come up so far in the water. They've been testing the food. Nothing comes up in the food yet. So what does that feel? This feels very airborne. This feels very Kim Jong-un biological warfare. Mm-hmm. So it wipes out the security that's already been trained to.
So his sister's already there, isn't she?
She is there. I believe she's already there, yeah.
Maybe she brought it with her herself.
Well, this, to me, just this reeks of something that has been exposed in the air ducts of this building. Yeah. And so now they have 900 military personnel coming in after 1,200 security guards have now been quarantined because they don't know who else might have it. Mm-hmm. So it literally upheaves the entire security system that the South Koreans have in place for the Olympics.
Really
not, and you know I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I am not a tinfoil hat person.
Yeah,
I know you are, but like to me, this just feels very obvious.
Yeah, it's really a shame. I say in my own meek and mild way, this is a way for the world to perform with the best people in all of these areas. Why can't we just be allowed to enjoy and help them, support them? Somehow or other, celebrate with them instead of having to worry about all this damn All it is politics. It's what this these political differences. I remember back in the, I think it was 74, when the Muslims blew up the Israeli hotel where they were when they were at the Olympics. A lot of people got killed in that. You know, it's that kind of stuff. Leave your stuff at home. Will you, for God's sakes,
well,
let's
I think,
just be able to enjoy this.
And it's true, and the Olympic spirit is something that has traditionally brought the whole world together. But
yeah.
this type of outbreak, now, maybe this has nothing to do whatsoever with the North Koreans, but this is for a lot of people who didn't want this, the Olympics to remain
don't
in South
go.
Korea. This
they
is, this
don't
is,
want to go now.
Yeah, this is another reason that's going to feed that fear.
Yeah, one of the things about it, not only is it great to celebrate these people who are great at what they do, but it's good business for the cities and states and countries that are conducting these. And so, I mean, in terms of tourism, always the cities that do this always lose. But the countries, yeah, because it costs so much money to get ready for the... I remember what it was in
Los
Angeles.
Rio. Rio,
that
made it so much worse.
Yeah, it did. All right, 16 past the hour. You're listening to the DJV discussion program. I want to discuss with you, those of you who are looking for a new job, finding a smart tool is something I can help you with in the next 60 seconds. ZipRecruiter.com makes hiring easier. It's much more streamlined. It's less time consuming. So when you're busy, you can be smart about the way that you hire. I have so many small business people that listen to this program, and they tell me in notes all the time that they've used this to hire, and they have found it to be exactly what I have said it is. It's different. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. So the jobs posted on ZipRecruiter get a qualified candidate in 24 hours. High-quality candidates. The attraction here is to get the best that you can find. Look around, and if you have a strong reputation, I'm looking at the School of Entrepreneurship that uses ZipRecruiter and a company called Total Basement Finishing, using ZipRecruiter to find its business people. Business rock stars, business superstars, find their way to the next big job by using ZipRecruiter, and the people hiring are using ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. DJV code gives you the use of ZipRecruiter free the first time around. So don't mess around with this anymore. ZipRecruiter dashboard lets you manage your hiring process from start to finish, all in the same place. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's it. One more time. Use ZipRecruiter free for your next hire at ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
Hi, I'm Chris, co-founder of Noro Coffee, a delicious, nutritionally enhanced coffee that can improve your focus and attention. It's been featured in Entrepreneur Magazine and Chef Robert Irvine Magazine called it the next big thing. Noro Coffee was developed by nutrition PhD Dr. Mike Roussel to not only taste amazing, but also support your brain health. I am so confident that you'll love Noro Coffee that if you don't like it, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund. And I'll even buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee. Every cup of Noro Coffee is enhanced with all natural antioxidants that support your body's ability to grow and repair neurons. These antioxidants were tested in 2 human clinical trials to prove that they work. Basically, it's an amazing brain health supplement infused into delicious artisan coffee with a daily cost less than you're currently paying. And again, if you're not happy, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund. And I'll also buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee, truly risk-free. Start drinking Noro Coffee to support your brain health now at riskfreebraincoffee.com. That's riskfreebraincoffee.com. Riskfreebraincoffee.com. Riskfreebraincoffee.com.
If you could get rewarded for sleeping, would you? What about for sitting on a bench, looking out at the ocean? Or for sitting in a comfy chair, watching football on TV? Guess what? That third dream job is real thanks to Buffalo Wild Wings. You can come in, watch football, and earn points with blazing rewards just for being there. That's right. You're a professional football fan now. Brag about it to all your friends. Wild Wings. Wings. Beer. Sports.
Terms and conditions apply. Must be a Blazing Rewards member. To join and for details, visit BlazingRewards.com or download the Blazing Rewards app.
The B-Dub Sauce Lab is proud to present their newest sauce, Thai Ginger, only at Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports, it's available for a limited time while supplies last. Very cool stuff. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports, 21 after the hour.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up, call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
This was the theme from Pulp Fiction. As many times as I've heard, I wouldn't go see that movie if I had both eyes removed. You liked it?
I didn't like it.
Oh, no.
I know. I'm one of the few people. I just didn't like it.
Yeah. Who was in? That was Samuel L. Jackson.
And Travolta. And Uma Thurman.
Yeah. And Uma Thurman.
Yeah.
All right, so this is where the, it's 23, by the way, after the hour, DJ V Show with Victoria Cara and me, Quentin Tarantino, is trying to clean up his image, which could use some cleaning up. He went on after the accusation of the things that he did to Uma Thurman around the Weinstock thing. New York Times published the story over the weekend of him choking her and doing all kinds of things, and
he admits her face.
He admits to having done it. He wasn't quoted in the article, so he sent his own, I guess he either was interviewed by somebody else or he had an op-ed piece, whatever it was,
right,
trying to clean up his already really ugly, he's an ugly guy. And the movies he makes are ugly. He's just not a nice human being. And so, he's trying to clean up, admits to some of the things that Uma Thurman said about him choking her for Pulp Fiction and all that other stuff that Victoria just was talking about. And so copping to that, he thought, would clean him up. He did an interview with Howard Stern back in 2003 that has now come to the surface again, him defending Roman Polanski, one of the biggest bastards in the world. Here we go around and around with this one more time. He doesn't look good. He doesn't come across well. And so I guess social media has basically ripped him from stem to stern. Is that right? Is that fair? Is that a fair statement, Victoria?
Well, you know, yes, and a lot of women are not happy with him. I think this has definitely made it he's very polarizing right now as a figure in Hollywood. I think there are some people who still love his movies and will probably always watch his movies. I've never been a fan of his. I think his movies are so unnecessarily violent that there has to be something a little off.
Wrong with him.
There has to be.
Yeah.
And I don't want to diagnose anybody, but there has to be something
wrong. I'm happy to do that.
We know. But when you unnecessarily add in that much violence and violence against women, and then when he gets on stage, whenever he's accepting an award, he always tries to be this super feminist, and it just comes across to me as very phony. And so now I think it's just being proved that it is really phony.
What I'm interested to see, because we heard that he's supposed to be, I think, directing the new Star Trek movie.
Exactly.
I will wonder if that will still happen. Because, those movies, to me, are very, especially
family
the newer
movies.
Ones, they're family movies. They're very funny. They're kind of lighthearted. Obviously, there's action, but they're not especially violent. And I just don't understand how he fits in that universe, and I don't really see it happening after this.
Pardon the pun, in that universe.
Which I'll be glad about, because I don't particularly like him.
Yep. Me either. I don't think anybody of any conscience likes him one way or another. Okay, 26 past the hour. Musically speaking, in this hour, Ed Sheeran is in the spotlight. He's adding more stadium dates to his tour, Kara. So if you're a Sheerio,
Kara's a
Sheerio to Sheerios, you have another chance at scoring tickets to see him in concert before he kicks off his 2018 stadium tour. He added a final round of shows to his North American tour, set to kick off in Pasadena in August, and then it'll go until November, ending in Atlanta. It's in support of his third studio album called Divide, which will include stops in San Francisco and Detroit, Pittsburgh, Chicago, Nashville, Milwaukee, Gillette Stadium in Foxborough, MetLife Stadium in East Rutherford, New Jersey. And if you want to register for the pre-sale, which is always a scam, I tried to do that for one of those Bruce Springsteen things. It's a damnable scam. But listen, if you're lucky, maybe you might hit it like the lottery. It's about as much of a chance to win as you do winning the lottery.
I've always been successful.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Now, 34 at the hour, this is the DJV show. Hi, here, happy to talk about what's going on in the world, what's going on in our country, what's going on around the corner. SpaceX, one of the exciting new companies. Victoria likes to talk about space stuff, not as much as I do.
No, but you'll be surprised. This one had me, I was glued to the screen.
Really?
I was.
As you were watching it, what were you thinking? By the way, the story is SpaceX has launched what they call Falcon Heavy, which is the most powerful rocket that's ever been set up into space. So what is it that you were feeling? The flight took place on Tuesday in the afternoon, Kennedy Space Center, where all this stuff happens. So what, as you watched this go up, what were you thinking?
Well, I like to see a launch. That's always kind of cool. So
the
shape of this rocket is very, it looks like something from Star Trek or Star Wars. It has a very futuristic, funky kind of look to it. So that was kind of cool. 3 million people watched this stream live. It was also, you know, it didn't really get a whole lot of press beforehand, but it really had a social media following. And then the cool thing is, for the first time ever, 2.5 minutes after the launch, the two side boosters came back down and landed in perfect unison without
on
a hitch.
On their own.
And
well,
that's never happened before.
That. Well, that's been practiced before, trying to get them onto barges and get them onto land, because they're very expensive. What we've done, or at least what we used to do when it came to when we were sending the shuttles up, they would have these boosters on the side because they need the fuel to get them up above gravity. And there are two things that are different here about this, Victoria. One of them is, as you just suggested, they figured out how to use the technology to bring them back to Earth and be able to reuse them. Now,
it was like a well-choreographed dance.
Yes.
It was really incredible.
Right. And I think that's what is attracting people to this. It is a nice cooperative adventure going with private money into the usage of our federal, NASA is a government, it's a facility that has been built or was built to get men into space. And now it's being used for lots of other things on the private side, which is appropriate because they all have to pay a big fee. I think it's, I don't know how much, it's $300,000. To launch one of these things, you got to pay NASA to get it out there.
I would think it'd be more than that.
Maybe it is more than that. One of the other things, not only have they perfected bringing the rockets back, and is that what I started to say with the shuttle, the rockets fell off to the side of the shuttles, went up and landed in the ocean, and then they had to send a crew out to pick them up. In this circumstance, they save all of that. The other thing that they're doing, which I believe, I don't know if I would call it different, but the mix of fuel is different than what had been used before. They've always used liquid oxygen and nitrogen and that sort of thing, but now they're adding kerosene because it burns warmer. Kerosene is something we can have. You have a kerosene stove at home. You can burn kerosene in your diesel engines, that sort of stuff. It's a finer... Kerosene is sort of a bridge between diesel and gasoline. Say again?
Isn't that more volatile?
Kerosene, yeah, that's why they're using it. It's very explosive. Oh. Yeah, it's not as explosive as gasoline. You couldn't use gasoline in these, but they mix a little kerosene in it so it'll burn faster and hotter, and it'll give them more thrust. This thing has 5 million pounds of thrust. You can't even believe you can't imagine how much power is required to get these things up out of gravity off the planet, but then when you think these things are going up faster. If you ever were lucky enough to be at one of the launches, I was at 4 shuttle launches over the time that my friend Jay Honeycutt was running the Space Center. And in having that opportunity, I really got to learn a lot about how the equipment actually works and how they make, it was just great to have the exposure and the access to some of these people and to learn as much, because it's a fascinating thing. And I know that your eyes glaze over, your ears glaze over.
This is one of the powers of Elon Musk, though. And so part two, besides this well-orchestrated launch, part two that has the internet completely glued, and this was a live stream that you can still go and see on SpaceX.com, he sent his own Tesla Roadster into space. It's his red Tesla, and it has a camera in it with a dummy wearing a spacesuit, and it's a convertible, and this is now, and it's blasting David Bowie's Space Oddity on a continuous, never-ending loop, and now he has launched his own Roadster into this orbit, and it's going to stay up there for years and years and years, and so that's the cool part. That's where Elon Musk adds in the showmanship.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's where he adds in, he makes it so intriguing and so cool. And he was actually, he was on Twitter, he was really involved with the launch and everything, and he was asked why did he want to get rid of his $100,000 Tesla, and he said, I love the thought of a car drifting endlessly through space and perhaps being discovered by an alien race millions of years in the future.
Uh-huh.
So you can go online and you can actually see the spaceman driving the Tesla through space. It's very, very cool. It's never been done before. It's awesome.
Good promotion is not lost on him. He really gets it. He understands how what it is that's going to attract an audience.
Hey,
and
if
that's
he can
where
turn
he gets
me,
his investors.
If he can turn me into a
yes,
space
exactly.
fan, there you go. There you go.
I can't. He can, but I can't. Doesn't seem to be. All right, back on Earth. With other transportation news, the continuing investigation into that Amtrak train crash earlier this week, the engineer told the conductor, interestingly enough, that he feared for his life on this route from time to time. I thought that was pretty interesting. His brother.
Is this the South Carolina one?
Yeah, right.
Unfortunately, where there's so many we need to distinguish.
Right, yeah, yeah.
There's another one that just happened at Penn Station, too.
Yeah, well, there's all that activity in Penn Station. They're rebuilding underground there. There's all kinds of things. You go in there, and you actually, if you can see through the windows of the train when you go into the station, there's all kinds of, I mean, there's so many tracks. There are 100 different combinations of track in Penn Station. And, you know, if you ever go in there and you're getting on a train, there are at least 12 trains lined up to be boarded at the same time. And they're going in both directions. They're going into the station, out of the station, north, south. And so in you look at this circumstance where it's clear, at least to me as an observer, that somebody was literally asleep at the switch. They didn't move. The Amtrak train was supposed to move over. This is a three-track array at this particular location. So there is one in northerly direction, one in the southerly direction, and then there is an extra set of tracks for a train to be on the sideline. So the train here was on the sidetrack. The locomotive and, I don't know, about 100 cars looked like it was pulling automobiles, this particular freight train. And so this other, the Amtrak train's coming down the track, and, you know, there's no place for it to go. And they realized that this is in the middle of the night, so it's not like you could see what was going on until they were on top of it. And then they knew. It was, I mean, I can't imagine. Can you imagine what's going on in somebody's mind when you see that and you know you're going to get killed?
Well, yeah, it said that he was honking at it or whatever they do on the train. And
blasting.
Yeah, yelling. And it's just, I mean, braking as hard as he could, and obviously it wasn't hard enough. It's
not
too
enough.
Late, but
no. And wasn't there another story of a yesterday? It seems to me the day before, one day this week, one of the Amtrak train, one of the fast trains, the Acela's on its way from Washington to Boston. The trains, the cars split apart.
Yes,
in Maryland someplace, and you got to wonder about. I mean, accidents happen. No question about that. But what about maintenance? What about supervision? And the problem is you never seem to hear the end. The reason I brought this up is because I want to know, really, what happened here. I'd like to know with all of them, but it was pretty clear what happened to that train that was going 90 miles an hour between Portland and Seattle. That was a no-brainer. You could figure that one out. But I want to know what happened here. Speculation on the switch, yes. And then, what happened? Mostly because, well, I want to know, but a lot of government money goes into Amtrak, and so if we're spending money to supposedly provide a good, safe product, and all these things are going on, it looks to me again, once again, like the government is screwing things up because of their inability to do stuff the right way. And I know that I sound like a consistent beater, if that's what it is. I'm a critic. But it's unnecessary. I don't see how, if people are doing their jobs, you wouldn't survive in the public, in the private sector, letting stuff like this happen. You wouldn't. It wouldn't. It would not be possible for people who somehow or other screw up this badly to keep their jobs. And you always wonder what happens. They're reassigned, or, you know, they never really get flushed out unless it's so obvious that they have to get flushed out. But there's, I don't know. It just seems like such a waste. You look at the debris on the track, you think about the human condition, the waste of, you know, I'll use this analogy from the other day when I was talking about traffic on the 405 or any accidents anywhere. They were huge because of the weather in New England this week, especially southern New England. There were a lot of accidents on some of the major highways, more than I can usually remember. That five-car pile up in the snow the other day on the Mass Turnpike. so close down one whole section of the Mass Pike. That just doesn't happen. But it is because people are more selfish. They're self-centered. They're thinking about themselves. They're playing with their damn iPhone. Whatever it is that goes on, they drive too fast in the snow. And the selfishness that never is taken into consideration. These people or the insurance companies should be charged for the negligence that goes on, and the number of people who sit, thousands, sometimes tens of thousands of people, and hour after hour they spend sitting in their cars. So there's production that is wasted. People's time is wasted. The amount of fuel that's burned by people sitting in their cars, it goes up literally in smoke. All of these things, I think, the insurance company for the perpetrator of these accidents needs to be held responsible. People should get a, everybody should be able to get a check. You want to, you know, I'm in traffic and here's my driver's license and my registration. I want to get paid for my time. And whether that would change it or not, it would seem to me it's a fresh idea. It's a different idea. I don't like, I can't imagine. It happened to me the other day when I was driving over the hill from Santa Monica over to Jennifer's side of the hill. And I had, there were tens of thousands of people on the 405 that just sat there. You couldn't get off. And what amazed me, especially in this era of technology, I use Waze now all the time. I've been driving around in South Central Florida here for a couple of days. I put an address in Waze, and I just drive myself right there. I thought to myself, you know, using maps, you call people up, tell me how to get there. This is just a fabulous bit of technology that I really appreciate, frankly. So anyway, so I'm looking at Waze trying to figure out how to get off the 405 and, use it because you can tell how heavy the traffic is on the surface streets by using it. And then I'm looking over to the right, and these fools are getting onto the 405 from the surface street, and the surface street has no traffic, and the 405 is stopped dead. What the hell are you thinking? And why would you get
yourself
into...
Is that the only way they know to go?
Back in the whenevers, I had a lady friend for a couple of years in Los Angeles, and we used to talk about... She was a horrible driver, and she'd put her makeup on while she was driving the car, and she would insist on driving. I said, I'll drive. No, I'll drive.
And then you would read as you were driving the car? I seem to remember you telling that story.
Yeah, but that was in the dark, and that was like...
Okay, so that's better, right?
Yeah, now there's a lot of traffic around.
Totally better.
Thank you for reminding me of that.
You're welcome.
Anyway, so the trouble with you two is you don't forget any of my stories.
I love when Kara just chirps in with little things too.
No problem.
But anyway, so and by the way, it was when I learned, it was at the time when Rush Limbaugh was talking about farting, which was probably 20 years ago. Do you know what F-A-H-R-D is?
No.
All right, look it up. F-A-H-R-D, farting. A lot of people thought he was talking about gas, but he wasn't. And the reason it made sense is because I was just talking to you about her putting her makeup on when she was driving the car over the hill in the traffic. And she also never used the mirrors in the car. She'd turn around and look behind her to see where the traffic was. I got to the point where I'm driving or I'm taking my own car. And that was it. So anyway,
yes,
the point
it means
is
to put makeup on your face.
Right, exactly. All right.
Okay.
So, but to sort of bring this to a head, to bring it around to an era of concluding the story, the amount of time that people spend in traffic, and then when they're held up because of people's selfishness, bad driving, not paying attention to driving, I think is something that we should pass a law to require insurance companies to pay people for their time. And really?
I wish you luck in that endeavor.
I hope you will always wish me luck, Kara. It is now 11 minutes before the hour here on the DJV show.
In winter, you can practically hear your skin changing. Drying out, flaking, tightening, becoming itchy, irritated, and inflamed. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. With Cortisone 10, winter can just sound fun again. Cortisone 10, feel the heal. Use as directed.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
After the hour now, time for us to spend our time well. This is time well spent. Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show at thepetshow.com. And also, when you go online to thepetshow.com, you'll find the direct way to order hugs and kisses. And if you don't know what hugs and kisses are, you've never listened to Warren or you've never listened to me talk about the value and the virtue of these minerals, the supplements, the vitamins put together for your dog and your cat. The order line, when you go to Warren's website, dial up 800-430-4847 to get a hold of these. Every pet owner should have these hugs and kisses, the vitamins and minerals substitute just right, formulated by Warren, who is the most knowledgeable guy when it comes to this area in the entire country. So order them online at, you go to thepetshow.com or hugsandkisses.com or by dialing 800-430-4847. Warren is going to celebrate Pet Owners Month. It's Black History Month. It's Heart Month. It's Love Your Lover Month. And I like to love them. Maybe the safest thing for me to love is my pet. So we'll get into that in a moment right after this.
This is Bob Tufts of My Life is Worth It for a Healthier You. As a multiple myeloma patient, I have strong views on health care reform. This includes the belief that a demanding patient is good for the healthcare system. Improvement in healthcare is best accomplished through investment in innovation, not by cost cutting. Patients like me are demanding innovation because our lives are at stake. our demand is we have access to and choice in treatments without third parties, public or private, placing unnecessary obstacles in our path. We'll push back against restrictive insurance rules and formularies, obscene copay requirements, and time-consuming data entry requirements that waste doctors' time. We'll work with doctors to focus attention on cures, not dollars. The demanding patient will create a better healthcare system for everyone, because we are all patients eventually. For more details, go to Facebook/BetterHealthcarePolicy.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
All right, 56 after the hour. Warren Eckstein with Doug Steffen on the DJV program. I also want to talk, and I'm talking about hugs and kisses. Warren has a fund that has been set up to benefit animals. It's called the Hugs and Kisses Animal Fund. It's at hugsandkissesanimalfund.org. You can buy all of the T-shirts and things, all the money. Warren's a lot like I am. When he gets money, he spends it. And so when it comes in, when you are donating to Hugs and Kisses Animal Fund, you can be sure it'll be in and out fast because he gives money to all of these rescue sorts. This is really a fabulous, on your part anyway, an attempt to bring people around to understanding what really is going on and how much these pets need our help, Warren.
A great example of that, just last week, you know, we only donate to small mom-and-pop organizations. Mm-hmm. And with that big fire that they just had up in Santa Barbara and that whole area, we got an email from someone who runs a small goat sanctuary. And a lot of people that live in those hills have goats because they, you know, keep their lawns trimmed and whatever. And these goats were being burned. They were loose. So there's this little organization called Goatlandia that had no money. They had 100 goats all of a sudden. They normally have 10 or 12. And so we just made a substantial donation to them so they can feed and take care of all these goats that other people can't have because they lost their homes, they lost their farms. Those are the organizations I really try to help as much as I can.
So give to that at hugsandkisses.com. Okay, so speaking of animals being helped, the Rescue Dog Show, is that supposed to be a counter to the Fluffernutter show with all the champion dogs in it?
You know, I spoke to the executive producer, and his way of describing it to me, it's kind of like Westminster for rescued dogs. So it's kind of, you know, dogs that have been rescued, both purebred and others. It's a good idea, and you know, having spoke to the guy, in fact, I'm going to meet with him soon, having spoke to him, I think it's a great idea, and I think I'll get a lot of information out to the public that, you know what, you don't have to go and buy a puppy. You can go to a local shelter or humane society, pick one up off the street if they're a stray or whatever, and with a lot of love, a little training, they make wonderful, wonderful dogs. And I hope that's the point that gets across to the general public.
Pet Owners Month is February. What do we need to know other than what we normally know about supporting some of these interests?
Here's the most important thing to remember. No matter what food you feed your dog, no matter what vet you take your dog to, the most important thing you can do to your dog is make sure they have a good emotional diet. A lot of people forget about the emotional needs of their pet, so a good emotional diet will make your dog and you a lot happier.
And screw the Koreans for eating dogs. That's come back into the surface because of the Olympics being over there, the number of dogs they eat.
Hi, I'm Marcia Miller from Mud Pie. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Mud Pie supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.